the 29th episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters. The Wood Sisters are glad to be part of Michael Funke's radio show, The Radical Songbook, which airs live on Pirate Butte Radio, that's piratebutteradio.com, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock Pacific Time. You can also listen to our episodes at theradicalsongbook.com. Our typed recipes are there, too. The opinions expressed on Cooking with the Wood Sisters this month are ours, not necessarily those of anyone else. Hello, Sally. What recipes are you going to share today?
I'm going to share a couple of recipes with oatmeal, which I've been quite into lately. It's so good and filling, and so I wanted to share some of the recipes I've been using the last few weeks. Okay, I'm going to do one for overnight oats, which really is, it is a recipe, but it's a guideline, too. You can really, there's a lot of variations in this that you can put together based on what you like and how you like your oats. And then the other one is for an oatmeal pancake, which is pretty good and filling, too. I like them both quite a bit. First of all, I'm going to start with the overnight oats. In my version, I use the following. I use 1/4 cup of oats. And I use the old-fashioned ones, the big ones, but I believe you can use the quick-cooking oats if you'd like, the more finer ones. And then I use 1 tablespoon of chia seeds, 1/4 cup of yogurt. I use Greek yogurt. Let's see, 1/4 cup of milk, and I use a lactose-free milk. You can use any kind you want. And 1/2 teaspoon of maple syrup. And you just need to mix all of those things, and I mix them up. And I have some pint canning jars with lids. I mix that up, and you can mix up 2 or 3 batches at a time if you'd like. And then they go in the fridge, and they need to be refrigerated for at least 10 hours. Overnight is best, but they can also be refrigerated for 3 or 4 days. And then when you go to eat your oats, it's good to give them a stir and mix everything together. And you can add fruit or nuts or whatever you'd like to the time of chocolate chips. If it's for a chocolate lover, raisins, you can put a little jam. Just let your imagination run wild. And you can also, as an optional ingredient, you can put in a 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla or some other flavoring, too. So those are all delicious and taste good to me. Anyway, another topping would be some nut butter, peanut butter, almonds, sunflower, whatever you have. That would be good, too. That's it for the overnight oats.
And then, Sally, what's the consistency like after everything sits overnight and you're, you know, going to eat it?
It's like a thick pudding or like, you know, the yogurt feeling. The chia seeds, you know, will absorb some of the moisture in the mixture and make them, you know, kind of pudding-like.
And the oats soften up, too, when they're soaking for that amount of time.
You don't really have to cook oats for very long. You can pull them in a bowl or on top of other stuff and eat them pretty much right away, too. They just, I think they're a little easier to digest if they can sit around a little bit, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The chia seeds add good little crunch, and they also are good. They're high in fiber, and they're a good source of protein. I think they recommend if you're going to add chia seeds to your diet daily, that you get about 2 tablespoons if you can. So I will put them in other things too. Like I'll mix them into peanut butter if I'm making like a toasted bagel with peanut butter.
Oh.
They're good. And you can get them in most grocery stores and things now too. So they're not hard to find. And I was reading up on them, and I grew up in the era of the chia pets where they would spread chia seeds on these little plaster forms and keep them wet and they would sprout. They're a different type of seed from the ones they use for a chia pet. So that was interesting to me to find out.
And what section of the store would they be in, likely to be in?
Yeah, usually by the other nuts and grains and things. I actually have my groceries delivered. My shopper has to find them, I guess. I haven't actually gone in there, but that's when I do the ordering and everything, and they're in with the other nuts and seeds and things like that. So
okay, I'll look for them.
Yeah. And like I said, they're really nutritious too. So and they make you feel, you know, they help you feel full, same as the regular oats and all of that. And nuts, if you add nuts to your breakfast and
Take it away, okay. Oatmeal pancakes.
My second recipe is for oatmeal pancakes, which I've always loved and finally learned to make them for myself. I used to get them when I went out to eat, but I never tried making them for myself until about 6 or 8 months ago. So on my recipe, I start with a cup of oats, and you can use the old-fashioned or quick oats. It doesn't matter which. And 2 cups of buttermilk or other, you know, milk of your choice. 1 teaspoon of vanilla. 2 eggs beaten. 1 cup of flour of your choice. I don't know a whole lot about using alternative flours, so I'm going to assume if you're using a different flour, you know whether it's going to really work or not. But take that into mind. And also add 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 2 tablespoons of vegetable or other oil of your choice. So the instructions are to mix the oats, milk, and vanilla in a large bowl and let that mixture sit for about 10 minutes. Let the oats hydrate a bit. Stir in the beaten egg, and then in a separate bowl, mix the dry ingredients together. So that would be the flour, baking soda, brown sugar, and salt. Put the 2 mixtures together and mix them just until combined. You don't want to overmix pancake batter because that'll develop gluten and make them tough. And then at the end, stir in 2 tablespoons of oil. And then I'm going to go down to I'm looking at my recipe here. And then you want to heat a griddle or a frying pan and add a small amount of butter or oil or whatever you'd like to grease that pan with. And fry the batter in about 1/3 cup batches, 1/4 to 1/3 cup batches. I use a ladle to measure mine out, and that's about 1/4 cup. And I would put like 3 of them in a nice cast iron skillet. If you have one of those nice big flat griddle pans, you could probably do 6 at a time, too. And let them cook on, I do like a medium low. I heat the griddle up on medium high. And then I turn it down to medium. I don't want to burn the pancakes. And you cook each batch of pancakes until they'll get little bubbles coming up in the center, and the edges will look a little bit dry. And give them a flip when they're browned on the bottom side to your liking. So about 3 minutes, maybe 4. And then once you flip them, they should cook a little bit faster, so 2 to 3 minutes. And you have to, you know, lift up the edge of the pancake with your spatula or whatever and check that second side is nice and brown too, or brown to your liking, as I like to say. And then you can serve them with fruit butters or syrup or whatever. And if I have extra pancakes left over, I'll put them in my freezer in a Ziploc bag with a little square of parchment or wax paper between them. And then I just heat them up in my toaster. I pop them in the toaster and heat them up again.
Cool. And they're frozen, Sally, or do you thaw them?
Yeah, from frozen, pretty quickly. Sometimes I'll put peanut butter on them and make a little sandwich out of it, or put a little bit of honey or maple syrup on them and eat them that way.
Well, they really sound good. I always like pancakes with buttermilk, and adding the oats is a good idea. How many pancakes do these ingredients make?
I usually get about 8 of them.
Oh,
and they're probably 3 or 4 inches across.
Are we going to talk about alternative flours? Because I think there's so many gluten-free flours now where, you know, the different flours are combined. I think King Arthur's is a recommended gluten-free flour that should work for pancakes. But like you said when you were talking about it, anybody who's making, gluten-free pancakes probably has experience with a flour they know they can use.
I don't have that experience. I've also heard of people who they grind up their oats in a food processor or blender and use that, make it more floury too. But I like to have chunks of oat in there.
They sound really good. I tried a new pancake recipe recently which used mashed ripe bananas. Yeah, I think a mashed banana or two would probably work in this recipe also.
Oh, I know what I heard. I heard recently, too, that wild blueberries, the frozen wild blueberries, have twice the antioxidants of the cultivated blueberries. So if you're interested in antioxidants, you can, and if you can get the wild blueberries, they might be a better choice for you too if you like a good blueberry pancake.
Yeah, that's good advice. I have no idea.
The guy I saw talking also said that wild blueberries, again, have more antioxidants, and because they're wild, they shouldn't have any pesticides or anything on them either. So they're just as good a choice as organic. And according to him, you got to take everything with a grain of salt and do your own research.
Yeah. It sort of depends on where people live and what's falling out of the sky on wild blueberries. So I hate to think about it. These are two good recipes. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, not today. It's good to be back, I like to say.
It's very nice to have you back on Cooking with the Wood Sisters. Well, I want to remind people that the typed version of these recipes will be available on the RadicalSongbook.com website under Cooking. Thank you for joining Sally and me for the Wood Sisters' 29th episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters. We plan to return to the Radical Songbook next month. Please look for this episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters on Michael Funke's website, theradicalsongbook.com. Don't forget to include the "the." I already told you, you can find the recipes there too. By the way, my haiku for this month is available in the arts section of theradicalsongbook.com. A haiku is always accompanied by an excerpt from our cousin Tim Fox's composition, Breath. Learn more about Tim and his music on his website, roaringforkjazz.org.
Our delightful theme music is by our friend Joyce Ruspis. Until next time, keep feeding your bellies and your souls. Thanks for listening.